We also have no secondary news sources to rumors we've already discussed. We do have a news source that is kind of going against some of the other sources that we thought. We'll get there. Hello again, nerds. Thank you for joining me for another Nerdy News episode. In today's episode, we have CW giving the boot to some series. We also have a new Batman on an unlikely streaming platform. And we have a few gaming rumors in the rumor mill. So before we get into all of that, a little bit of housekeeping. Once again, reminder, shoutouts are getting their own entire video these days, so you can head over to the Clips channel to see the shout outs if you are a new subscriber and you have whatever you need to have set to public, then your shout out is over on the Clips channel. Nerd News Clips is the name of the channel. Also over on Nerd News Clips, in the next couple of days, we're going to have a clip channel exclusive talking about Halo Infinite and some of the changes for season 2, as well as a quick and nerdy and a super nerdy hot take. So all of that stuff happening over on the Clips channel. Go check it out. Go subscribe if you haven't already, or just stay here and I'll keep telling you about it. Either way, I do not believe there is any more housekeeping to knock out of the way. Oh no, I lie. There is a little bit of housekeeping. So this summer, there is some events going on in my general vicinity and some events going on that I am going to leave my general vicinity for. So we will be looking at some different scheduling issues throughout the summer. There's going to be a couple weeks that I just take off entirely, potentially to work on a third channel's worth of content, but that remains to be seen just yet. And also concerts and things, and hopefully some interviews are going to be happening. So depending on which platform you are listening or watching, there's going to be different forms of those interviews. I will try and put them up on as many platforms as I can. But I did just go to the first con of the season and potentially got a couple of interviews tentatively lined up. So as those things happen, we will keep you informed in this section of the video. And that out of the way, let's finally get into the news. So TV streaming is a pretty decent size this week. TV streaming, we have mostly follow-ups, but that's not the entirety of it. But so let's get the follow-ups out of the way. Our first follow-up has to do with Batwoman. The official announcement has been made that Batwoman will not be coming back for a season 4. So once season 3 comes to an end, it's kaputsky for Batwoman. That being said, the writers of the show are taking to Twitter to try and get the fandom, however limited it may be, to get behind them and potentially work out an angle that they can get renewed for another season or something along those lines. Maybe some HBO Max shorts event, I don't know. But as it stands right now though, Batwoman will not see a season 4 in the near future. Going forward, that potentially could change, but I don't see it. Our next announcement is another Witcher announcement. This time we're talking about the series and not the game. This announcement is that season 3 has begun principal photography. And if you look real hard on the internets, you can find your first glimpse of Henry Cavill. Or if you're just watching me right now, you probably see it on screen. First glimpse of Henry Cavill in makeup and in the costume once again as Geralt. Just awesome. And we're moving right along. Next, we're talking about Fallout over on Amazon Prime. The Fallout series, again, Jonathan Nolan and his wife Lisa Joy are producing, I believe writing as well. Ella Purnell has been cast in a yet-to-be-disclosed lead role for the series. Ella Purnell has been in a couple of things recently. She's fairly young, but she joins Walter Goggins, who you might remember from The Righteous Gemstones and a couple other Danny McBride projects and many, many other things. He's been in quite a bit. But yeah, interesting casting so far. I really like Goggins. Purnell, I'm going to kind of reserve judgment on whether or not that was a good casting choice until we know A, who she is, and B, where they're going with the series. But that could be a pretty awesome situation going forward. That's what we have for Fallout, though. So next we're going to talk about Star Trek Picard, the series that I think is continuing the bearing the torch for the next generation. And this just confirms it. We just got the announcement that we have multiple Next Generation cast members coming back for the final season of Picard, season 3. We have LeVar Burton, Michael Dorn, Jonathan Frakes, Gates McFadden, Marina Sirtis, and also Brent Spiner is coming back for another visit to the set of Star Trek Picard. Once again, this is going to be the third and final season for this series, but what a ride this has been. Some of the stuff has been fantastic and some of the stuff has been uber cringe, but I feel like the good outweighs the bad. Maybe not quite as good as Next Generation, but you know, it's trying. Let's move right along. Our final follow-up has to do with Gotham Knights. And honestly, this one was announced, I don't know how I missed this. This one was announced, I think, a week, maybe even 2 weeks ago. And I apologize that I missed it, but we're talking about it now. Misha Collins has been cast as Harvey Dent in the Gotham Knights series. And we just got word that they are going into principal photography on the pilot episode, because apparently it hasn't been picked up for series yet. I thought it had. I'm so confused. Either way, pilot episode is going into principal photography next week, which is pretty quick, not gonna lie. That is, though, what we have for follow-ups. Next, let's talk about trailers in the TV streaming section. Our first trailer comes from HBO Max, and it is for Barry Season 3. If you're watching this show, this is more of the same awesome. It was a fun trailer. I think I've watched the first episode of this and I really like it, but I'm just have so many other things on my plate to watch. It's kind of taking a back seat, but it is a lot of fun to watch. So go check this one out. The other trailer that we have is a little more probable as far as the nerd community is concerned. And that is a Batman series is headed over to Spotify. And actually this is technically a follow-up, because when they announced voice cast for this new Batman Unburied series, we talked about it here on the show. So this is just the trailer for the first season of the Unburied series. It sounds interesting. There is definitely some hardcore changes to the lore, but treat it like an Elseworlds, and I think it kind of works. I'm gonna pass this off to you, nerds. What do you think of this trailer? Because I really liked those Wolverine shows over on, what was it, on Stitcher, I think is where it initially came out before it went for free up on Apple Podcasts. But this looks like it could be at least that good, and that wasn't even the greatest Wolverine story ever told, but it was fun, and it was very interesting to listen to basically an audio play, a teleplay, if you will. Teleplay would be TV, whatever. It was really fun listening to an audio play with those Wolverine, the Logan series. I can't even remember what it was called now. I still have it on my iTunes, whatever. So Batman Unburied, go listen to the trailer. Let's talk about it. What do you think? And then we're into news. We have the announcement. We finally know what Robert Downey Jr. was talking with HBO Max about, and that is two potential series. Honestly, both series could exist simultaneously, it sounds like, but one of the two is more likely to happen. I don't know which one of the two, but it's more likely that one of these things will happen and the other one won't, because it's two similar products. Though they are making it sound like we could very well have two different Sherlock series on HBO Max, with Robert Downey Jr. and his production company helming the production of said series. Though it is unclear at this moment in time, should one of these happen or either of these happen, that Robert Downey Jr. would reprise his role as Sherlock, or if he would just be at the production seat and then cast somebody new to take over. If that were the case, then this is very likely not going to be a continuation or a prequel of the Guy Ritchie movies, but still could be something interesting. Like, just the thought of more Sherlock stuff kind of has me happy and excited. That is all we have for news in TV streaming. So TV streaming suggestions. Now, this one's a little divisive. I'm going to be suggesting to you Big Bang Theory over on HBO Max. I know we're hitting that HBO Max drum pretty hard this episode, but, I mean, there's some good programming over there, so whatever. But the reason this is divisive is because there are three different camps to this. The main camp, I feel like, the camp that I am a part of is the camp that just appreciates it as funny and as call-outs to this nerdy culture that we all love so much. Then there's the second camp that is nerd types that are taking themselves a little too seriously, who see the quote-unquote nerds as punchlines as a negative thing, and they're the leads of a sitcom, so everything is a punchline, so I don't see the validity in that argument. But then there's also the third camp that thinks that they're just horrible to women, and this is examples of toxic whatever, 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 and to them I say, grow up and get a sense of humor. Either way, I think it's awesome. I think more people should have an appreciation for it. So that is why I'm suggesting Big Bang Theory in TV streaming this week. So that was TV streaming. Up next is movies, but we do have to interject real quick. There is a live show that happens Friday nights, 7:30 Mountain Time in the States. You can watch from anywhere because it's on YouTube, youtube.com/generallynerdy. That is the place to join the conversation live, become part of the news show, if you will, and just generally hang out and be nerdy with all of the rest of the nerds. There is also gaming involved. After we talk about the news, I do another hour to 2 hours of gaming, and that is a community choice as well. So if you want to contribute, if you want to see me embarrass myself in games, then join Generally Nerdy on YouTube, youtube.com/generallynerdy, and do that. There is also the website, generallynerdy.net, where you can get your merch, or you can go see the other stuff that happens with Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, for the contributions and all the interactions and all that stuff. And I love your faces. And now, movie news. Movie section is tiny. So let's get into it. We have one follow-up. It has to do with The Batman. And this one's just a box office follow-up. We have crossed the 700 million marker worldwide. That is huge. The only other DC-branded movies that have beat that number are the second two Christopher Nolan Batman movies. So Batman is DC's cash cow, and they need to lean into it with writers who know what the hell they're doing, because obviously that is working for him. And that's even with writers who only kind of know what the hell they're doing. So, I mean, Christopher Nolan movies aside, I'm talking specifically about Matt Reeves' Batman. Either way, that's pretty freaking huge. The only follow-up we have for the movie section, we do have one trailer that was just released last night, and that is Bob's Burgers. The movie has released its trailer, and it's been a couple of seasons since I've sat down and put Bob's Burgers in front of my face, but I remember a fair amount of it, and this looks like it is definitely going to be super, super fan service-y and awesome. So if you are a fan of Bob's Burgers, then you owe it to yourself to go watch that trailer linked in the description. Then we have some news, and this one is a very strange piece of news, I'm not going to lie. We have the announcement that the Crow is still apparently trying to happen, and Bill Skarsgård, a.k.a. Pennywise in the Annie Muschietti It movies, is going to be playing the lead. Now, depending on which source you're reading, those words are different. Some places are saying he's going to be the lead, very nondescript, the lead. There are a couple other sources that are saying he is going to be playing Eric Draven, which means they're going to be rebooting the series entirely. Both are strange choices. Second one more so, I think. Maybe create a new Crow story for a new character. That's one of those holy cows that I don't think that are sacred cows, whatever the saying is, that I don't think you should really screw with too much. I'm pretty sure even when it was Jason Momoa who was going to be playing the lead, that it wasn't going to be a proper reboot of the Draven story that was the original comic book story too. So very interesting. We have Rupert Sanders also on board. So we have a director, and we have Zach Balin on board as a script writer. So it's actually moving forward. This is more announcement than we ever got when Momoa was attached to it. I think there were a few directors who were attached to it, but we never heard anything about screenwriters. So now that we have star, director, and screenwriter, sounds like there might actually be some legs to stand on here. Like I said, super quick movie section. We're into suggestions already. Movie suggestions for this week. We have Batman 1989, Michael Keaton with The Flash on the horizon. You need to re-up your Batman knowledge, at least as far as the Michael Keaton Batman is concerned, because the first two-thirds of this original Batman movie from Tim Burton, pretty comic book solid. There are some exceptions to that rule, but by and large, first two-thirds, pretty awesome. That's not until the final third, when Warner Brothers got their dirty little mitts on it, that it became something else entirely. But definitely awesome movie. If you haven't watched it for a while, go watch it again, especially considering we are on the cusp of seeing Michael Keaton return to the cape and cowl in The Flash. So that being said, that's what we got for movie suggestions, nerds. And then the rumor mill happened. So here we are, rumors. Rumors, a lot of optimism in this week's rumor mill. So first up, we have no confirmations or refutations. We also have no secondary news sources to rumors we've already discussed. We do have a news source that is kind of going against some of the other sources that we thought. We'll get there. Anyway, so first thing for the rumor mill is Legends of Tomorrow over on the CW was also potentially going to be getting axed. Now, there has not been an official announcement for this yet, so anyone who's saying that it's going to happen is really just going off of conjecture. But considering that all of the signs that are pointing in this direction were also the signs that were pointing in the Batwoman cancellation direction, it's a pretty safe bet that this is going to be an announcement happening very soon. So I'm saying about 75% likely that the Legends of Tomorrow series is not going to be getting renewed for another season. So our next rumor is actually a little bit larger, not necessarily meta, but just not really specific. It has to do with Ubisoft, the gaming developer. Ubisoft is reportedly going to be announcing a new Prince of Persia game, as well as the rumored Assassin's Creed game that they've been working on for a little while. And we're going to be getting some updates on Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is pretty big for fans. The rumor, depending again on which source you're talking about, some of the sources say that they specifically leaked that there's a date when these announcements are going to be made. I don't know if I buy that. I honestly didn't write down the date just because that's how much I don't really buy that. But I do think that soon is a fair way to put this. That soon, maybe not, but soon, sure, that very likely these three, we already know Good and Evil is in the works, but very likely we're going to be getting this bit of news soon. And honestly, this is probably in response to the lack of an E3 this year. So maybe we're looking a couple of months down the road, but not a couple of weeks down the road. So 60% likely that this is going to happen a little ways in the future. Next up is a Disney rumor, technically speaking. It has to do with The Simpsons. This rumor says that we are going to be seeing a new Simpsons movie in the not-so-distant future. This is based on people who worked on the first movie hinting at such things. So I think there's a pretty strong possibility. And Disney now owns The Simpsons, and Disney is what Disney is, and they want to make all of the money. So another Simpsons movie probably would make them a pretty chunk of change. I'm giving this one about an 80% likelihood that this is the gears are starting to work. Will we see it soon? Probably not. It does take the Simpsons team a very long time to do episodes, let alone a movie. So if we're hearing rumor about it now, we're probably at least 3, probably more like 5 years away from seeing a Simpsons movie come out of Disney. Next, we have another gaming rumor, and this one has to do with Overwatch 2. It's another Overwatch 2 rumor. This time, apparently, there is going to be a battle pass involved. This is based off of some of the concept art that has been released recently for Overwatch 2, which kind of goes in line with the way the industry is headed these days. So absolutely, I think there's a strong possibility that when Overwatch 2 launches, there's going to be some sort of battle pass structure involved. 80% likely that this is a thing as well. Staying on the gaming side of rumors, we have a new Grand Theft Auto 6 rumor. This is, you know, like I said, we've covered multiple Grand Theft Auto 6 rumors. We actually covered multiple Grand Theft Auto 6 rumors that are dealing with similar subject matter even. We're specifically talking about who the protagonist is going to be in this game. Previously, we've heard many things. It's going to be the first female-led protagonist. It's going to be the first whatever, what have you. And that, you know, Dre's going to be in whatever. This rumor says that you're going to have an option between two different protagonists, and they're going to be a brother and sister. Whether or not you have to be both of them, or if you choose which one you play through the entirety of the game, still remains to be seen. This is just a rumor, after all. But because of the nature of the Grand Theft Auto 6 rumors and all of the things that we've been dealing with for this game for the last little while, we're saying the probably 40% likelihood that this is the case. I think it's an interesting take, and I think it would be a good way to cover all of your bases, because you don't want to alienate the existing fan base, but you also want to do something that's going to potentially bring in more people, and considering the social climate these days, that's a good way to bring in a certain group of people. It kind of makes that kind of sense, but this is not the first Grand Theft Auto 6 rumor we've heard. This is from pretty weak sources. This is not the greatest rumor as far as the quality of the source is concerned. So 40% likely that this is going to be the case with Grand Theft Auto 6. And that, Nerdy Legion, is where I'm going to call this an episode. We do have more news to talk about. It's just in older episodes. So go over to nerdylegion.com to check those out. And while you're there, go look at all of the other podcasts we offer on the comics and comic culture topic. Thank you very much for joining me, nerds. We will see you next time.